This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Oh, yes. We have reached Friday morning. One more extreme heat day. Love this week or hate this week? I feel like there's no gray area. Yesterday, it was a... I particularly like this week. It's aggressive. I mean, I think it's aggressive, but I do like the heat.
It is aggressive, but I will say, I was at another baseball game last night. Shocker. As I've been at one every night this week. And it was really comfortable outside. It wasn't like I didn't feel like I was going to die in the heat. Now, the sun, had, you know, was behind the clouds. My kids and my husband went to the Guardians game yesterday, and Nate tried to tell me it was the hottest he's ever been in his entire life because they were sitting in the bleachers for it. He said it was so aggressive.
I went to Cedar Point yesterday. There was not a dot of a tree. And it was very, very hot. 91 degrees today. Tracking a few thunderstorms. By the way, I feel like they've been tracking thunderstorms this entire week and they've never hit, right?
Yeah, but we had some sprinkles, but that's about it. Okay. In Westlake yesterday, but not enough to cancel a game.
Yeah.
And it was last night. Yeah.
So once again, they're tracking thunderstorms through the afternoon and evening. So a very similar forecast that has been the entire week. So once again, good morning to you. There we are. It is a busy, busy show today. Speaking of baseball, we got field reports coming up.
We got a field report coming up. New one in North Ridgeville this week.
I'll tell you. I won't even tease you. I won't even tell you. I rode Siren's Curse at Cedar Point. You can check out the video on Facebook and on Instagram. I went there. I rode the ride. We'll have the breakdown like no other.
I cannot wait to talk about this with you. I cannot wait to talk about it with you.
Yeah, so that happened yesterday. That's the new tilt coaster that doesn't even open until tomorrow. We will get into that. But first... He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I just want to backtrack for a second and I truly mean this. I think that you can ride Siren's Curse. I know that you will roll your eyes and say that there's no way, but I feel like the rides that go up the first hill, let's go back a few years, whatever it's been now, maybe it's been 8 years to Steel Vengeance. Big first hill, big drop. That's what a lot of them are, right? Big first hill, big drop.
Yes.
This obviously much different. You go up the first hill and you sit at a platform and then obviously it tilts and drops you. After the rest of the portion of the program, I mean, it's a really, really nice ride. Now, the dangle factor is different.
That's where my questions lie. It's in the dangle.
I really think you could do it. I'm not kidding. I think that it's one of those that if pressed by, I'm assuming Noah, right? Like Noah will
my
be the one to get you on.
Yes.
That's the extreme roller coaster kid. I just feel like that would be the one that if you gave in, that you could get through.
You think I could do it? Because I would never,
I know,
ever get on Steel Vengeance again.
I know. I just think it's the case. All right, so as I mentioned, we'll get in more of that. So let's get our final guest of the week for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. What's your guest? Star 102, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
My brush is Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. Oh, for Dead Guy in an Envelope. Not Kobe Bryant. It's not Kobe Bryant. Right, Jen?
Oh, that's brand new information to me. I have no idea who's in the envelope, so thank you, Tim.
Producer Stevie has a horrible idea for when I am on vacation. We get to that next on Star 102. New segment on the Jen and Tim Show exclusively for... This is my key! Is that...
No, though I set those there.
Oh, my God, those are my keys.
I set them there for you to use if you because you lost your keys. Remember I told you that earlier?
Well, I didn't know you set them there.
I said, I'm going to put them here in case you needed to use them.
Oh, my gosh, I thought my keys.
Sorry.
Total sidetrack. We can get it. I left my keys at Cedar Point.
How'd you get home? I was wondering that.
I don't need my keys for my car. I don't need my... Like, the only really thing... I'll get to that later. I don't get to that now. I just want to do a new segment called Producer Stevie's Horrible Ideas.
Well,
for anybody just joining us, remember that you guys cheated during the game Dead Guy in an Envelope last week and I was on vacation.
We set up a hypothetical.
Don't say we. Jen set up a hypothetical and I said, oh, cool.
Okay.
Stevie
so that's
said,
fair.
Yeah, that works. Like, mm-hmm. with that, you can do that.
So they basically gave away who was in the envelope when I was on vacation last week. So because of that, they cannot be trusted. So I put the name into the envelope, which is in a locked box that you can see on the Jen and Tim Show socials. So we're about four names in right now. So I'm the only one that knows, like, that knows the name.
Right.
Wait, nobody on this show, none of my friends, family, literally I am the only person that knows the name in the envelope as of this point in time. And then Producer Stevie, I have vacation next month. I mean, there's vacations.
Yeah.
It's summer, right? So then Producer Stevie off the air comes up with this idea.
Well, I just thought if you're off, Jen and I will just put our own name in the box.
Yes!
We'll have our own box, the Jen and Stevie box of our dead guy.
Yep. We have our own. Love it.
So then how does that work?
Well, whoever calls up, they'll just get it right. Game over. We got a winner.
Oh, so is it like a blank,
thing
in the box?
So whoever they guess.
They're like, it's whatever. I'll say Houdini because somebody already guessed Houdini. You're like, yes. And you just write it down.
Yeah,
and it's Houdini.
Yeah. You know, Tim, we got a winner.
Our game went way faster than yours does.
Yep. We didn't even give out a clue.
Yeah. Stevie, you are a genius. So maybe I love you.
So there you go. So that'll be a different game. Expect that next month at some point in
time.
That's
right.
So there you go.
Can't wait.
All right. Maybe that's not a bad idea.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's 73 degrees in Garfield Heights, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Cleveland Browns have announced their 2025 training camp schedule with 8 open practices for fans beginning on Friday, July 25th. Tickets will... The Browns twerk is back.
It is starting to hit me, though, that it's going to be different that they're not on the lake. In 4 years. I think they have 4 more seasons in that stadium and then gone.
Is it upsetting you? Like, what is
it? It just started to hit me when I start seeing the stats and everything now.
Oh.
I mean, no, it's going to be a beautiful ballpark off the.
You'll be warmer.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I just, you know, just because that's all that we know.
That's all that we know.
It's just different. It's just different. That's all I'm saying. It just, when you see that. Also, it hits me as much as I love the Browns, never been to a training camp ever.
What?
Not as a kid, not as an adult, never took my stepsons.
Yeah, I was
never,
say, I
ever,
think,
ever been. Can you believe that?
No, I cannot, because I would think that for sure you took the boys at some point to a training camp.
Never done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's so crazy. That? Yeah. Tickets will be available, by the way, starting on July 3rd, 10 a.m. Tonight, Keith Urban plays Blossom. Parking opens at 4, Doors and Plaza at 5, Lawn and Pavilion at 6, and the show starts at 7. They do say you could bring in refillable water bottles and neck towels because of the elevated temperatures.
A what?
A neck towel.
Oh. Is that a specific?
I don't know.
Is there a specific length that said it can't go?
Haven't you seen the baseball boy? Like, the kids have them sometimes. They'll be like.
I mean, does it say neck towel? Do I Google that at Dick's Sporting Goods?
It actually said neck towel. Yeah, they're neck towels.
I don't have boys in the sports with a neck towel. I gotta look at a neck towel.
And I believe,
is it a thicker towel? I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know.
No, it's a light towel, and you can moisten the towel. You could freeze the towel. You could keep the towel cold.
It is.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it was just a generic towel. I mean, I know that you keep it, you know, wet to keep you cold.
It's like a scarf that you don't tie.
I need one of those in here now because something has happened with the temperature. I'm going to have a Jen and Tim Show neck towel.
Yeah.
Those? Is it blue? These are all blue.
I don't. Well, no, I think there's a variety of them. Like, the kids at baseball will have, like, a
Paw
baseball
Pro
print.
Cooling towels. I see some other ones.
You can get, there's a lot of variety in the neck towel.
I like that.
Yeah.
Can you fill it with ice?
I don't, is there a pocket in the neck towel?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I have no idea.
We don't own neck towels. I just happened to notice when I was putting this together that Blossom on their Instagram page said you could bring neck towels.
You have a neck towel and a phone umbrella. I mean, somebody needs to get a picture of that if you're sitting but on your field report.
A neck towel.
I'm just saying, if you get a neck towel and a phone umbrella.
Listen, that phone umbrella
is next level.
Is a nice amount of shade.
Okay.
Nice amount of shade. Okay. Disney has confirmed a sequel to their latest live action remake. Lilo and Stitch, which was released Memorial Day this year, was the second highest domestic grossing film this year behind a Minecraft movie. Now they will have a second one. It's officially in development.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. It is Friday morning. We get the Friday edition of Stevie on the Socials coming up next.
So I saw a couple videos on TikTok of a hot topic people are talking about, and I immediately thought of you two because it's about proper etiquette in regards to your ex. I thought maybe you guys would have good feedback on the topic.
Oh, boy. There's etiquette?
Well, you know, everyone has different opinions.
We did not hit any of this. Should we leave the room?
Like, I'm nervous.
I mean, do you want to just take over in 3 minutes? Or should
no.
We should stay in the room.
Yes.
Are we
Both
following this etiquette? Are we doing it right?
No, you're not following this etiquette.
Yeah, that's. I don't even know why we asked that.
I don't know how you would be able to even follow it, given your job, but...
Okay.
So, basically, if you've ever broken up with any human in life, you want to stick around in 3 minutes.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the Socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
A topic has been going viral on social media as everyone has a different opinion in regards to the proper etiquette with your ex. So I thought it'd be a perfect discussion to bring up for the Jen and Tim Show as you two are exes.
Yes, we are.
So I'm excited to hear your expert opinions on this. I already know the answer of the question at hand, but I'd like to know your opinion if you did not work together, I guess.
Okay.
The question is simple. Should you keep pictures of your ex? Now, there are 3 levels to this. Keeping them in your camera roll, keeping printed out photos, or just keeping them up on your social media or archiving them and not just, you know, deleting them off your feed. Because I've seen, you know, some people I went to high school with. I'm scrolling through their Instagram. You know, how you stalk some people sometimes, you know, and you're scrolling through and you see every relationship they've had the last 10 years. Some people decide to keep them. Some people take their pictures off. Now, there is this video I saw, and the comments were very different than what the video said. So the comments were, normalize keeping the memories that are important to you, even if they're with your ex. Someone else said, I think it takes a certain level of maturity on both parties. We have to understand that there was a life before us. It's not a bad thing. Someone else said that they haven't sorted through their pictures since 2017, so there are pictures in there that they don't even know exist. But the creator who made the video has a different opinion.
I feel like if you got pictures of your ex in your phone or pictures of you and your ex in your phone and you're in a new relationship, you're not ready for that new relationship.
That's a tough topic because, like, so for example, when we dated, it was like social media wasn't like it is now. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't.
Your phone's loaded up with pictures of me.
No, it is. Well, now it is.
I know.
From our show.
From our show. That's what I'm saying.
It's hard for you to answer it.
It is, but then there's a part of me that thinks like, well, I wouldn't. I understand when you're in a new relationship, deleting from social media. Although it's pure laziness of like wanting to have to go back and delete everything. But at the same time, I don't think you should have to delete from your phone.
Delete or archive? That's the big question. On Instagram, you can archive. So it's not on your feed. But there, you can still look at them.
Yeah, I think you archive them. I think, like that guy said, it's like a memory.
Just delete it.
Only one way to check. We have to go to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom's Instagram.
Fresh. I think that's too fresh.
Although
they probably didn't have a chance to go through that. But I mean, you've in all seriousness, I don't care what they say. The Biebers, like all of a sudden they're all over. They're scrubbed. All of a sudden they're not. I don't know. It is very, very tough. And I think it is, I think that there's that, and I don't want to be the gray area guy because I'm never gray area guy, but there is past relationships did mean something to you, right? Like that's how you grow. That's how you learn. Yeah. And it does mean something. But on the other side, I also agree that I don't want your phone filled with a bunch of men or women or whoever you dated. I want you to be concentrated on me. So I would personally have a tough time if I'm dating somebody and her phone is filled with pictures of her ex. I would not like that, but maybe. That's not mature, Tim, and that's fine, but that's just how I feel. I'm not saying that that's right.
What I just said, I feel like I'm contradicting myself. And if you went back to the archives of the Jen and Tim show, you would understand why. Ooh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what I'm talking about.
I know you know what I'm talking about. And it's about our relationship.
I know.
It's about our relationship.
I remember.
I'm going to proudly reveal that again. I don't know if Stevie knows about this.
There's no way
she knows
about this.
This was years ago.
It was. I might stay in the room. I don't know. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you.
Hey, Tim. I got a question for Jen and Stevie.
Yeah.
Does it count when you crop out your ex in a photo?
That is still too soon. That is not funny, Dave.
Dave, that is exactly what I was going to bring up. That is exactly what I was going to bring up because here I am saying, oh, keep them. And meanwhile, I did a full scrub of Tim Richards after we broke up.
Yeah, I feel like it depends on how the relationship ended because sometimes immediately it ends and you're gone. You're deleting
Did
you scrub me immediately?
Not immediately.
Okay.
But pretty... When I did, we had a few rounds, you and I. Right. Maybe there was some revisiting, and then once I was like, I got to be done.
I don't like revisiting.
We did have a few rounds, but there is no proof. You said it. We did.
We did.
There is no proof that I met Justin Timberlake. We'll just leave it at that.
That is correct.
Rock right out. So I went to Cedar Point, but did I get on that ride? Siren's Curse. Opens tomorrow. It was media day yesterday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite. It's a spoiler alert if you follow us on socials. You deserve that. If you follow Star 102 and Jen and Tim Show on all the socials, you deserve a spoiler alert.
You need to go look.
We appreciate that.
Go look.
Spoiler alert.
Well worth it.
Posted a video. You can always show. You can follow us, Jen and Tim Show, Facebook, Instagram, and X. I think Threads somewhere. Also, Star 102, Cleveland, same thing, all over social media. I posted a video yesterday. I went to Cedar Point. Will Tim actually ride Siren's Curse at Cedar Point? If so, the full video tomorrow morning. Lots of guesses. Top fan, Justine Lang. Well, I think he might. Might scream the whole time. I'd never ride this thing. I just love the guesses. They're the best. I mean,
they're wonderful.
We're a Jen and Tim Show family, and I try to do my best, as I know you do, as is producer Stevie. Probably producer Stevie the best on the show of going through all of the comments. We try,
yes,
and then producer Stevie finds these comments that we don't even see because she just does a great job. Tiffany's like, I'll take this place.
That's awesome.
Catherine says, if you do, don't forget your Depends. Top fan Linda, he will, and he'll be screaming the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's fair.
I mean, just the list goes on and on. He will definitely ride it. Joyce says, I think that he will. Shari, I think that he will. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that were guessing. So that was kind of the theme yesterday. I had mentioned that I was going to go there, and it was a media day. Get to ride it before anybody else. And thanks to Tony Clark and everybody else for sending us out the invite on being able to go.
When you were driving there yesterday, did you think you were going to end up riding it? What was like the percentage in your head?
I did think I was going to ride it.
You did.
I have talked about this before. I love roller coasters. I enjoy going on them. It's the harness over the shoulder that I do not enjoy. If I feel like I can't get out, if I feel like I am trapped in there, I just don't ride the ride. I don't want to put myself in that position. I've been there before and really needed out of the ride. I don't like to do that. So that was my only concern, is if I feel like that, then I'm not going to be able to do this, which is basically, I said this off the air to you and to, you know, to my friends. That's why I didn't mention this yesterday, because I don't want to make a promise that I couldn't make.
Right.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to anybody listening. I don't want to do that to myself. But boy, oh boy, did I get my butt on that ride yesterday.
Oh my. And I'll tell you what. Social media delivers. The fact that you were in the front car and that camera is smack dab in your face, and you did scream the whole time, but not scream. You had a lot to say.
There is a specific phrase that is trending everywhere that I said. Going down, well, the drop, if you will.
The tilt drop. What do they call that? You're the expert now.
We're going to get to that phrase in 3 minutes. Oh, you'll hear that phrase in 3 minutes as I am being dropped. That's next on Star 102. We will certainly get to your comments. It is Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite, Siren's Curse at Cedar Point. That opens tomorrow. It is the only tilt coaster in North America. It takes you to the top of the hill. I rode that ride yesterday. You can check out the video. There is a shorter clip, because that's what you can do on Instagram, posted on the Jen and Tim Show page. We will share this all over to Star 102 as well. The entire clip is found currently on the Jen and Tim Show page on Facebook. We'll also share that over.
You are a brave soul. Thank you for doing this for the benefit of the Jen and Tim Show, for the experience, for having the video, because your video is awesome. Your video is awesome to watch. You definitely deliver every second of this video.
I appreciate that. So the way this ride works, you know, there's a lot of rides that go up at first hill and there's a massive drop. That's really not how this works. And you may have seen the videos before. It takes you to the top of the first hill. You're at the top and you kind of sit there. And it inches forward. By the way, beautiful view of the lake and all of Cedar Point.
And by the way, watching you in this video, and I bet other people will know, you are so just gently calm, just talking like you're just talking to me right now.
Well, I understand that, well, you know, I talk a lot. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. But also in the video, specifically at least halfway through the video, I talk a lot because And, you know, they tell you kind of what to do. It is a production. There's a lot of cameras. There's a lot of lights. And they do tell you to relatively narrate your way through. And by the way, I was nervous. I talk more than I normally do. So you will notice that throughout the video. So I'm at the top of the hill. And I don't know what point in time they're going to tilt me down. But you are perpendicular to the ground when you do, right? It's slowly moving. And it's slowly moving. And now I am parallel to the ground.
Dangling forward.
In the first car, dangling down. And this is the part of the video from the top to when it drops me down. This is what you'll hear.
Ow! Mama! Here we go! That was fantastic!
Say, oh, mama, here we go. And you literally talk the entire time you're sitting there. Oh, mama, here we go.
You're just hanging there. I don't know what to say. You never know when it's going to drop. I feel like I'm hanging there for a minute. It's probably only 10, maybe 15 seconds top, but you don't know when it's going to drop you. I have no idea. You're just facing the ground.
That's amazing.
And oh, mama, it just popped out of my mouth. I have no idea.
Was it fear? Was it excitement?
Yes, and yes.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. And it was a really, really awesome ride. The rest of it was great. And then, so we're going to bring in producer Stevie, because it's posted here. I just decided to post it on my personal TikTok page yesterday. The thing went viral. I mean, just a bajillion views. The comments.
The comments are the best.
Producer Stevie screenshotting these comments to me all night last night. And you will not even believe the turn that this video took from Siren's Curse to Cedar Point yesterday. You have to hear these comments in less than 3 minutes. Do not miss it.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It hits the top of your lungs. Thank God no one was in front of you. They would have burst their eardrums. That's amazing. Because you were in the front car, right?
Yeah, Siren's Curse. That was yesterday. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. You can check out the video all over socials, Star 102 socials as well. I know we're going to get to TikTok. I posted it on my personal TikTok page, and the comments are unbelievable. Producer Stevie has it. I really think, and we talked about this off the air, is it a ride that you can ride? I really believe both of you can ride this ride. Once you get past, you know, we talk about the Millennium Forces and the other rides that take you up a massive hill and drop you 300 feet or whatever the statistics are, right? Stomach drops, intense, dropping you down. This, it takes you up, it drops you, but the rest of the ride, one of the workers compared it to the Maverick, where it has some corkscrews, it has some other things. It's a nice ride, really, really smooth ride. But not insurmountable, you know, once you get past that. I thought it was a really nice and smooth ride the rest
of the way. I like that you say it's nice and smooth. It's the whole, you're perpendicular to the ground, dangling right there for 10 seconds that gives me an absolute heart attack.
And when you see it, it's very ominous. I mean, you see the ride up there, and it's hanging, and there's no track, and all of a sudden a track. When you see it,
don't you feel like you're going to fall out?
Yes!
Yeah, I don't
it's
want
totally
that.
Totally different than when you're
no,
used to.
No, thank you.
You have to hear these messages on TikTok. You were screenshotting all these yesterday, Stevie.
The comments were making my day.
I could tell you were loving it.
I was. I was just watching him go viral. When I first saw it, you had like 14,000 views, and I was like, oh, he's getting views. And then this morning, you like got 160,000, and the comments are great. I think a lot of people didn't understand, like, who you were.
Which makes sense.
Yes, because it's different. You know, it wasn't from the Jen and Tim Joe page. You put it on your TikTok.
They just thought he was some guy.
Yes.
Riding a coaster that
which
had
is fair.
Video.
I was just some guy riding a coaster. And that's all it is. Right.
And the comment that my favorite one was, oh, why is he alone? And the replies were, he probably just loves roller coasters. And someone was like, stop, now I'm sad. No one likes riding alone.
Oh, my God. I love that. So, like, they're worried about you.
They're
like,
so
you're
sad.
Just some guy that went and rode a coaster.
Yeah. Someone said that you're actually a radio show guy from my city, and he's alone because Jen from their show didn't want to do it, but oh. You're kind of a big deal.
Oh,
and
somebody so, said that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Kind of a big deal.
You are kind of a big deal.
I just saw that they felt so bad for me. I had no friends at all, and I was by alone. Just happened to have my own camera
or
equipment.
Or they loved your scream, your oh mama.
The oh mama is everywhere.
Didn't somebody say something about him talking the entire time?
Yeah, someone said, why is he talking the whole time? Or no, they said, I feel bad for the people behind you because you're talking the whole time.
Yeah.
But like that was the point of you doing it for the show. But they, you know, to them, you're just some guy riding a roller coaster.
Yeah, you would think the same thing. Why is this guy talking the entire time? Why is he there? Where is their camera? Why is he by himself?
Did you caption your TikTok video or you just posted it without context?
It has a caption.
It does a caption.
It does.
I mean, it's not like.
It's not like, hey, I'm from the Jen and Tim show. I'm on the radio.
No.
You said Media Day at Cedar Point for Siren's Curse. So you did put Media Day.
Yeah, I put Media Day. But you know what? I should have hashtagged it.
What?
That was pretty good.
100%.
Or your AI.
Oh, yeah. They also thought it was AI.
Your whole human self?
I was texting Stevie back and forth. I said, if it was AI, wouldn't they have created a better looking guy? I mean, that's... Come on now. That was great. Check out the video. It was a great ride. It doesn't sound like I was dropped from Siren's Curse down the first hill. It sounds like I was dropped into a volcano.
Ow! Mama! Yes, it does. Yes.
That's like not a normal reaction. I'm getting all these DMs
painful now. Yeah.
I play that for JD downstairs, who, you know, works the store here at the Halley building. And it's just, it's everywhere. All these comments. Oh, mama. Like that thing.
Oh, mama is the, and like, I'm sure you didn't plan that out.
No!
Like, that's just what came out of your mouth.
I just, be perfectly honest, going down, like, whatever the first hill is, and once again, I love roller coasters. I feel like if you scream, your stomach doesn't drop as much. I don't know if there's any type of, you know, study to back that up. I just feel if I'm screaming down the first hill, then my stomach doesn't drop as much. So I always playfully scream or whatever, but you know, the camera's on, you have to do something.
As a person who has been terrified of coasters and screams literally from start to finish on everyone, my stomach still drops.
So that's fast.
Every time. But that's a good theory.
All right.
Well, I don't.
Well, didn't work. Well,
first of all, I love that you screamed and I love that we now have that audio forever. We have an updated field report this week.
A sweaty week.
It's been a moist week. It has been definitely a sweaty week of baseball. Now, I did go to a lot of the Westlake fields this week that we've been to before and that we've talked about before. Because a lot of these games were makeup games from all the rain that got rained out, you know, weeks before.
The previous month?
Yeah, the previous month or so. I mean, that's like, I feel like we're still catching up on everything. But I did go to one new field, and it was Palmer Field in North Ridgeville. And you know what? This week for our field report, I decided to kick it up a notch. I took video and I edited it all together. I'm posting it right now on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. We'll get it on all the socials. I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little nervous taking video like that because you're at a baseball field. It's not like there's a ton of people around. So it's very obvious. And I was trying to like sneakily walk by the concession stands and get video of it, stuff like that. But we do have a rank. We do have a video. And I'll tell you how many diamonds I give it.
Oh, nice. The name of the field again?
Palmer Field, North
Palmer
Ridgeville.
Field, North Ridgeville. It's time for your field report on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
This week, we go to North Ridgeville. Palmer Field, which is one of those fields, when you drive up to it, it's through a neighborhood. You know, it's not on like a main road. You have to drive through this neighborhood and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're at this field. And there's at least, you know, I should have counted four, five, six fields at Palmer Field. And we rank these on, we give them diamonds. Out of five diamonds, how do they do? So number one, how far is the walk from the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
My personal walk, very close. There is access to parking right there by the fields. Now, if it gets overcrowded, I think they have overflow parking. But I gave it a check mark, a good star, a good diamond for that. Can you get food at Palmer Field in North Ridgeville? Oh, yes, you can. And this was the video I felt awkward taking, because I posted a full field report video on Instagram, Facebook, and I did get a video of the concessions. They are huge. I mean, they had everything from nachos to donuts to hot dogs. I mean, they had hot food,
donuts.
Cold food. Yeah, like it was
lovely.
And it was an evening game, and you still see, and you can even sneak a peek at the donuts there.
I'm going to have to watch that video.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch it. It's less than 30 seconds. It's a quick field report.
Or if it's a local donut, that's what I'm curious about.
I didn't, you know what? I didn't get concessions.
Yeah, you're trying to be slick. I was trying to go through. I understand it. I'm just very curious. I'm going to watch your video.
Holding up the phone, and I fast forwarded it so it went fast so it wouldn't identify the people in it because I didn't know how to blur out faces. So if you're in there, hey, sorry. Thank you. Is that bad? You're making a face.
We're good.
Okay. And the main reason we even started field reports, it's always about the bathrooms. What is the bathroom situation? Am I dealing with an outhouse? Am I dealing with a real bathroom? Great news. If you're going to Palmer Field in North Ridgeville, you're dealing with a real bathroom. Door and everything, two stalls, sink. I don't think there was a mirror. Not that that matters. You're at a baseball field. And, of course, the puppers. Millie was allowed to come along. She made a... cameo in the video as well. Overall, four diamonds for Palmer Field in North Ridgeville.
Four diamonds.
This is a four-diamond park.
Only our second, maybe third, four diamonds. I have one question, not only about that field, but also even field reports moving forward. It's just a little question.
That makes me nervous. What do you mean about field reports moving forward? Am I doing something wrong?
No, there's something to consider. That's
okay.
It, about field reports moving forward. And I might be way off base. It's just something that I thought that I would bring up about a field report moving forward. Excellent field report just a few minutes ago on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Was it Palmer Field?
Palmer Field in North Ridgeville.
Check out the video. There's video as well. Jen and Tim Show on Facebook.
Upgraded field report this week.
Talking about bringing it.
I'll try to, if I do any other new fields this week, I'll try to sneakily get video.
Great.
Why do I feel so awkward taking video there?
Well, if there's not a sign, roll with it.
Really?
I think so.
Is that the rule?
Sure.
Okay. Feels like you don't really know.
Here's my question with the field reports. So the walk is a big deal. The walk from the car, the distance from the car to the field.
Yes.
I'm just going through what the field report is all about, right?
Right.
This is basically unbaseball related.
1,000%. I don't think I have ever once commented on the condition of the field.
Is it bumpy? Is it this? Is there gravel? Is it whatever? Nobody cares.
They're fine. They play. They're fine. They're
good. That's what this is about. So the concession's a big part of it.
Yes.
You also mentioned Millie and like the dog situation. Can you bring the dogs? I mean, obviously that's a big deal. And then also I call it the potty situation. What's going on there? Is it an outhouse? Is it whatever?
That's 1,000% the most important part.
I thought about this week. Is there any concern just because of this week has been out of the norm, right? The 90 degree, the heat. Does shade come into play at all? Or is there just no shade period because you're at a baseball diamond?
Funny you should ask. If you watch this week's field report, I do make a comment on the shade. Because they have a shaded, it's like a nice pavilion area where their concessions are. And you can eat in the shade if you want to eat at a little picnic table. Shade does come into play. That like for example, I was at Roman Park in Westlake the other night.
Okay.
I do enjoy going to Roman Park for two reasons. Number one, it's closer to the lake, so it's a little bit cooler. And number two, there are some trees there. And if you're there early enough, which we typically are, you can get a spot right under the tree.
You can reserve
some shade.
You can reserve the tree seating.
Which is
nice.
I love the tree seating. But it has been, the evenings have been really nice. Other than one night this week, it's like two nights ago, it was really, really thick and hot. But like last night, we were at the Westlake Rec Center. It was lovely. Lovely bathroom situation there. As you know, little mini hut house of bathrooms. Clegg Park, don't get me started. No, like, you know, like a freestanding bathroom. It's not an outhouse. It's nice.
That's
clean. It's fine.
So there you go. I was just wondering about the shade situation, seeing it's been, you know, 90-95 all week long.
It's taken into consideration, Tim. Thank you for asking.
Just wondering about that. Absolutely. That can be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.